1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:21. And it's time for Connecticut Press Club award-winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. Here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning to our listeners in Fairfield and Westchester counties, everyone listening streaming live, Boston, Austin, Houston, to our friends in California going through those rains. All the best to them. And I want to give a big shout-out to the Learning Clinic in the quiet corner of Connecticut, a school for children 5 to 22. Check them out. It's personalized learning, and they may be hiring, thelearningclinic.org. Today's guest is author and one of the most transparent, inspiring women you will ever talk to. Good morning, Deborah Driggs.
Good morning. Yes, it is very early where I am. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us from California. So you wrote a book, and it's based on finding the transcript of your grandfather. You wrote a book called Son of a Basque. And we were talking off air about how most of us don't know why we feel or act the way we do. And what if we had a roadmap to navigate life, to understand ourselves better? What if we could better understand the struggles and frustrations we're facing? You say generational trauma is real, and you invite us to explore the journey of someone in your life in terms of the story of your very own grandfather and the traumas he suffered. Tell us about generational trauma and how your grandfather rose above the trauma in his life. And it's a wonderful cover of the book, by the way. I'm holding it now. It's a beautiful cover.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for having me this morning and allowing me the time to share the story. And yeah, you know, finding something that was written over 40 years ago was in itself this huge emotional journey, because a lot of what I found in this box, I had no idea. You know, I was very close with my grandfather. I gave his eulogy at his funeral. And after working on this book for 2 years, I thought, God, I didn't do that justice, because there was so much about him that I learned while working on the book. And what really occurred to me, and, you know, I've been in and out of recovery for the last 20 years and on my own healing journey. And what occurred to me working on this book was, generational trauma does exist. And that feeling of, I just don't know why I feel this way, when we say things like that, it's because there are so many things that have happened, and that energy is there. And sometimes we are feeling things that we had absolutely nothing to do with. And I started really taking a look at that and doing a deep dive into it, and I was starting to write more and more about that. That might be the second book, actually. But I started doing a deep dive and thinking, God, there were so many times in my childhood watching two adults in my life, my parents, and watching their responses to the world and just their behavioral connections to things. And I thought, wow, I have nothing to do with that, like nothing. But yet, that affects me profoundly as an adult today in my life. And so I started really looking at it. And then when I found this manuscript that my grandfather left behind and started reading some of the things, I mean, the first chapter had me at hello, right? You know, his father dies. He loses his sister. You know, they are just
right.
Scraping by. Right. And I thought, this had me at hello. And I thought, okay, there's a lot of trauma in the first chapter with him and things that I had no idea. I didn't know he lost his sister. So, yeah, it was an emotional journey to go on.
Secrets. They keep a lot of secrets. Now, he was the oldest son of immigrant parents, and he was thrust into the role of breadwinner for the family when he was only 10, trying to live up to his father's expectations, working hard in the beet fields of Colorado to support his mom and siblings, never complaining because there was no time to complain. And when he finally miraculously paid off his father's debt, starting working at the age of 10, he headed west in search of a better life. But then when Pearl Harbor was attacked, he was placed in the military. How do you think he overcame the trauma of losing your father at 10 and becoming the man of the house?
I don't think he ever did. You know, the deeper I got into the book, I mean, it wasn't just his father. It was like a ripple effect.
Right.
And for me, the thing that stood out the most, and I remember the exact moment because I had laid out all these papers, you know, in my dining room, trying to put them all together and piece it together. And the part where he's in the infirmary, he's in war, he's in World War II, he survived 25 missions as a tail gunner, and the one mission, he had pneumonia, and they put him in the infirmary, and his whole crew, his best friend, they were shot down, and they all died.
Oh, my Lord.
And that for me, was the moment when I really said, this is a book. That was the moment. I said, this is going to be a book. I don't care if one person buys it.
You had to tell the story. Now, we don't have time to delve into your life. You are a gorgeous woman. By the age of 26, you were on the cover of Playboy 3 times. You were chosen as the Playboy Playmate of the Month in March of 1990. You had troubles with addiction, distracting yourself, quote, from feeling miserable, with alcohol and getting into addiction. And you've talked about that on your website, and now you're a healing coach. Determined to help other people overcome their challenges and focus on self-love, self-acceptance, and peace. If people want to reach out and find you and talk to you, what's a good way to do that, Deborah Driggs?
It's my name. It's my website. So it's DeborahDriggs.com. And, yeah, anybody can book a complimentary call with me. I work with people all over the world. You'd be surprised. I have people reach out to me from everywhere.
And you say, behind the mask of success, people can struggle with addiction secretly.
Well, I know that if I had all that success and I suffered for over 4 decades with, and by the way, I didn't know it was alcoholism that was really pulling me down. That, you know, that was the main thing. I kept saying, oh, it's depression, it's anxiety, but that was the main thing for me. Everybody's story is a little different. But, yeah, I was hiding behind the mask of success.
Right.
You know,
so
but
many
underneath
people do.
It all.
So many people do. And as you and I were talking off air, it seems to be an epidemic among young people feeling the need to be perfect, suffering, and then overdose or suicide.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other show, you know, with social media and all of that. I mean, that we could go on for an hour on that subject.
Well, I loved your book. Your book is very gripping. The reviews are awesome. Son of a Basque, reviewed by Norm Goldman and others. And I encourage people to reach out to you via your website, DeborahDriggs.com, and get to learn more and talk to you. You have newsletters and you have different ways of communicating with people. Your transparency is inspiring. Thank you for joining us this morning, and all the best to you and your family out in California.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks, Deborah. And thanks, Robin. That's Robin Pastor and her Connecticut Press Club award-winning show, Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor, here at each Tuesday morning at this time, right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.